something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Lights.
Hallelujah. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, look at verse 6. And if the Son of Peace be there. Oh, I like this. I need to explain this to you. It's so powerful. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon your peace. How could you have peace? Because you are the light of the world. Did you notice? He didn't say you pray for peace to be upon them. No. Your peace shall rest upon that house. Because light is for signs and seasons. You are bringing a season of peace. Now, can you imagine in every home you go to, you carry a season with you. You are bringing changes. You are bringing peace. You are bringing love. A season of love. A season of victory. Can you shout amen, somebody? Look at verse 9. Jesus still talking. And then he says, and heal the sick that are there. Ah, a season of health. This in the last few months, this is what we've been going through. And now you come and you say, peace be upon this house. Then he says, heal the sick that are there. Did you notice he didn't say pray for the sick? He said, heal the sick that are there. He says, your peace shall rest upon them. I come with a season of healing. Oh, wow, 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 wow. We are for signs and seasons. Can you shout amen, somebody? Yeah. Signs and seasons. Say, I know who I am. Philippians chapter 2. Go to verse 15. Read it for me. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you what? As what? You shine as lights in the world. Then talk with the audacity of Jesus. I am the light of the world. See, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12. And I want you to read verse 21. Read for me. You have to begin to trust more than ever before the power of good over evil. There are more people who are afraid of evil than they have respect for good. Because they have heard so much about evil that they fear evil. They have no reverence for good. They have no fear is somewhat negative, but let's begin a reverential fear for good. They have no respect for good. They fear evil. I ever tell you about this beautiful situation that gave me some understanding how people think about God and about the devil. So I was praying for somebody, and I said, say this after me. Lord Jesus, and he went, Lord Jesus, and we, you know, we went through all that. Then I said, now, say, Satan, ah. He opened his eyes like, ah. He was unwilling to say that. He feared Satan. He called God. He called Jesus. But when I said, say, Satan, he said, ah. He had more respect for Satan than he had for God without realizing it. People fear evil. But we have to understand that evil doesn't have as much power as good. It never has. Evil doesn't have more power than good. And look what God tells us in the verse you just read. Verse 21, chapter 12, book of Romans. Read it again. 1, 2, go. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. He's told us, overcome evil with good. The more evil they do, the more good you respond with. You will always win. Tell somebody you always win. Good has more power than evil. Do you realize one of the reasons young people go into evil things is because they think you can really become a hero with evil. They think good is weak, and they don't like to be weak. So it's better to be the ringleader of a bad gang terrorizing people in the neighborhood than it is to be doing good things, helping people, doing the right thing. They say, no. They think that's weak. Because they think it's great to dress roughly and walk roughly. I'll tell you what happened one night, many years ago. I was coming from one of the places I went to preach. I'm a teenager. I'm going back home. It's late in the night. And only few people in the street. So I'm coming and walking fast, trying to get home. I see some guys coming ahead of me. So I thought to myself real quick, now, if they think I'm some nice guy coming from somewhere, they might just be bad and mistreat me. If I behave, you know, like some rough guy, they're going to find their way. So I changed the way I was walking, you know. I was coming rough, like no man's business. So when they got close to where I was, they left the lane for me. They thought, let this mad guy go. See, because people fear evil. They have no respect for good. Are you still there? But mando grakala handele grebasaya. The Bible says, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Why did God say so? Because He knows you can. He knows you can. He knows there's power with good, and that evil is weak. Evil is weak. Only a weak man carries a weapon to fight an unarmed person like him. He's a weak man. So he needs some weapon to terrorize someone like him who is unarmed. It's a shame. It's a testimony of weakness. When you hold a gun against someone who is not armed and you tell him you want his car, you're a weak man. And young people shouldn't give in to that. Refuse to be weak. Refuse to be weak. The greatest power in the world comes from your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead, and He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day.
I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person. And then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them. Because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision. God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@lovell360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you. This message is titled Lights. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.